Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
On this edition of Healthline, we take a look at stress management. Stress is defined as our body's way of responding to any kind of demand or threat. It happens when the body releases hormones in response to external stimulation. At this time of year, stressors are a dime a dozen as Christmas and family plans take center stage. Psychologist Dr. Leah Kim Samaj says stress is not a specific thing and has more to do with one's reaction to a situation.
There's a mistaken notion that there is something specific that is stress. On the contrary, stress is really how you will respond to a situation. If you find a situation threatening or dangerous or that you're not in control, it becomes stressful. It taxes your coping capabilities. So the large thing is your definition of the situation. That is what makes it stressful.
There are different environmental factors that can lead to stressful events, ranging from social, physical, and psychological.
For many people, public speaking is on the short list of stressful events. It's something that frightens them, terrifies them, that they feel they can't cope. So the variety exists. You'll find some situations that more people, often than not, find to be stressful, because they interpret it as something that they're not coping very well with.
Though stress is usually ascribed negative qualities, there are actually two different types of stress, good and bad. Good stress, or eustress, is thought to inspire and propel people towards completing tasks or achieving goals.
Let's say you have a project and the deadline approaches. You enjoy the project, but you don't like deadlines. You don't like pressure. But the pressure of the deadline, it brings out the best in you. It gets you to reach above what your normal capabilities are. Take a race, for example. If you see how the athletes psych themselves up, that's good stress. If you go into an event nonchalant, just casual and totally comfortable, you may not ignore all the energies that you need.
The problem with stress or pressure comes when it's experienced too often, as the body is not meant to undergo stressful experiences daily. As such, being able to identify stressful situations, avoiding them, or finding healthier ways to react to them is important. Dr. Samaj says in handling or managing stress, one of the first things to do is change your perspective.
The first thing is the narrative that you use to describe the situation. Why in a crisis, you know, I have problems. Now, that's a whole different narrative than you say, listen, this is challenging. This is going to demand the best of me. So once you see it as something that you can't cope with, you start off with a negative, you are in trouble.
Another option is to identify the sources of stress and take the necessary steps to face them based on their nature. Making time for oneself, spending time with family and loved ones, relaxing and taking part in leisure activities are also effective ways to help relieve stress. Try to avoid unhealthy ways of coping with stress, including excessive alcohol consumption, risky behavior, and smoking. Stress can also affect the mind and body. Dr. Samaj points out that 80% of diseases have stress as a triggering mechanism. He recommends speaking with a professional if stress becomes unbearable.
If you are in a situation whereby, listen, you know you're not coping, then it starts to have physical implications. You're getting sick, you're feeling tired, lack of energy, unmotivated. If you really don't want to go work no more, you don't want to be in a situation anymore, you may actually need help with the physical, with the medical condition which has now been triggered.
Psychologist Dr. Leah Kim Samaj. Controlling stressful situations may not be the easiest thing to do, but developing a healthy approach to challenges can greatly improve your quality of life. That's it for Healthline this week. Join us again next week for more. I'm Twyla Whelan, and until next time, stay healthy.
The Child Development Agency, CDA, and the Office of the Children's Registry, OCR, have now become the Child Protection and Family Services Agency, CPFSA. One agency, one mandate. Protecting children, empowering families, securing Jamaica's future. For more information on the CPFSA, please visit our website at childprotection.gov.jm. Email info@childprotection.gov.jm or call 948-2841-2. Play your part. Report all cases of child abuse, neglect, or abandonment. Call 1-888-PROTECT.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.